Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Edie Fraser. How are you, Edie?
Thank you, Robert. I am just super, and I'm so pleased to be with you and all you do to advance CEO leadership.
Well, thank you. And in full disclosure, I am a board member of Women Business Collaborative, where Edie is the CEO. And I didn't want to be on any boards, but this is the one board that is different than any in the world. You'll hear why. Talk about your vision and why you created Women Business Collaborative.
You know, I'm not about me. I'm about we. And so I think it's our vision. Really, for decades and decades, it's been exciting to work with multi-women business organizations. But what we knew was there was too much competition and not collaboration. And when OECD said in those days, in 2019, it would take us 117 years to get to parity, we said, no, we can move faster for equal position pay and power if we could bring together the women's business organizations, the business community, and its leadership, because the private sector leads. And so today, Robert, we've got 52 women's business organizations that have banded together to really drive change.
And what's fascinating about this is people would usually think in terms of the brand you're developing and the marketing position that everyone's going against each other, but you went in the opposite direction of everyone and you said, we can all work together and create this collaborative.
There is no I in the word we. And if we could galvanize, as we're doing with the Women Business Collaborative, WBC, everyone to take a leadership position. So when we look at the 52 different organizations, they're all leading on our 9 action initiatives, which, Robert, you and I know, to make sure that we are monitoring that advent of increasing CEO leadership for women and women of color. And number 2, that C-suite and on corporate boards, and those are public and private boards, capital boards, then the entrepreneurs, and to look at their role in the economy and their access to capital. And then let's take the firms that are in the capital space, because we are seeing that that can change as well. And across the board, the parity, the diversity, as we've got a sisterhood and a brotherhood, because Robert, like you, we are really pushing men to step up from CEOs to the C-suite to recognize what they're doing, to not only advocate and act as we're positioning women and women of color, and then accelerating that change and celebrating those that step up.
And talk about how you created, or when I say you, how Women Business Collaborative created the CEO, your summit that you're doing, which is really remarkable. You're getting the top CEOs in the world, and everyone is coming along and wanting to be involved because it's really become a movement. It's a collaborative, but it's really a movement.
Thank you for stressing the movement. It is the only women business movement in the world. And that becomes so important, like voting rights was for women and civil rights were. We are the women's business movement. And with that, we know that CEOs lead, and they're a changing force. They're a changing force for companies of purpose. And as we look at the change, we look at the talent and what that means in the C-suite. If we look at some of the CEOs that we're honoring and we look at the brands of a General Motors, a Walmart, a Procter & Gamble, those companies, we look at their brands and what they stand for women and diversity. All of us work every month to elevate some CEO forums. And if we look at our summit for WBC and we go back to October 1st and 2nd, 2020, we had about 1,000 people join us. And we did the first CEO and gender and parity awards to CEOs. And then you and we stepped up and we said, how do we look at those authentic companies that are really sharing their data with transparency and leadership? You and I looked at that when Black Lives Matter happened, and we said the CEOs stood up, and they stood up not only for verbiage, they stood up with goals, and that was goals on their talent, goal on their supplier diversity, goal in making sure that we could celebrate them. And with that, we put together just this outstanding list of CEOs and trailblazers. So at our summit, which is September 21st and 22nd, we truly have some 14 CEOs. We have 8 that we're honoring for their CEO leadership. And you and I know them well, and we're so pleased when you look at Walmart with Doug McMillon, who is the chair of the Business Roundtable, and we look at Mary Barra of General Motors, and we look at Procter & Gamble and State Street and Progressive Insurance and Siemens, and we look at clearly BlackRock with Larry Fink stepping up. You know, it was Larry Fink and Ron O'Hanley at BlackRock and State Street that said they would not invest unless you've got at least one woman on the board, and they won't invest in companies that won't clearly support people of color as well. So the CEOs are so serious. And then how great it is to think about others, because one of our trailblazers this year is none other than the Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo. And who will moderate and introduce her but the new CEO of CVS, Karen Lynch. Now, Robert, how fun it is that you and I recognize there are 3 women now that are running the biggest drugstore healthcare company, and that includes CVS. Walgreens, how exciting that Roz Brewer was one of the 2 black CEOs named this year, and that we've got Rite Aid, and we've had her on. So as we're looking at every industry in terms of change, we're seeing the CEOs play such a prominent role. And yet, on pay parity, how exciting it is that we're going to honor Lilly Ledbetter. You know, there's going to be a film coming out called Lilly in the movie theaters in 2022. For the woman that came out as a manufacturing job and really pushed with the Lilly Ledbetter bill, the pay parity issue. And then we've got Magic Johnson. You know, no one has done more for entrepreneurship for sure in the minority community, but he also, as he says in his interviews, have put women as presidents and CEO of all his operating companies.
Well, thank you, Edie, and we're about to take a commercial break. What is the website for WBC?
Everybody go to the womenbusinesscollaborative.org and right to the site, you will see a repository of resources. You'll see the 52 women business organizations. You will see all types of resources and profiles. And we just have to thank what we know in the word champions is those are drivers of change. So we set up an advisory and a leaders council of champions. And out of that, we have over 360 individuals that have stepped up to join on the advisory and leaders council. And that is propelling leadership in each of the areas of industry and interest. And yes, we're also announcing a program called Ally of Her, where we plan to have 50 men that are being recognized for their advancement of women. And with that, one of the models we've done is the staffing industry. So if they're providing millions and millions of jobs, we've created a working group with over 30 companies and all their organizations to work together for the first time to look at where the jobs are, where the needs are, and the feeder pool to make sure we're all successful.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Edie Fraser, the CEO of Women Business Collaborative. When we come back, we're going to talk about her vision for succession planning.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Edie Fraser, the CEO of Women Business Collaborative. Edie, you have a lot of data and insights on what should be happening in succession planning. Talk about that.
Succession planning has never been more important, particularly as we've seen many, many women leave the workforce. So now what we've seen is a intentional focus for boards of directors and from leadership to look at their pipeline. And what we've seen is the interest in changing the pipeline and celebrating those. So back on the CEOs that we keep seeing being named, as we saw Jane Fraser named this past year to be the CEO of Citigroup, now we've seen JP Morgan advance two women up to the top, hopefully for the next CEO. And we go company by company. So whether it's CEO in the C-suite or holding the companies accountable for celebrating their total numbers, it is so exciting to see Procter & Gamble at 44% in their executive suite. But company by company is celebrating their women and their women of color. And every industry is looking at where they can be changes. Maybe we should talk about the real change in corporate boards. There is a tremendous change, a sea change in corporate boards of directors. So let's just look back to the Russell 2000. And when we were looking at boards a year ago, it was 22% women were joining as new on public sector boards. You know, for the last several months, as we've been tracking for the last 8 months, you're seeing over 40% women that are joining corporate boards. And in the latest months, it's higher than that, up to 44%. And with that, about 30% women of color. And out of that, 75% African American women. So across the board, boards of directors are changing. And Robert, you know, we're so pleased to work with Equilar, for example, on tracking those board seats every month on public boards, as we note, and we name every company, and we name every woman named, and we put out a release every month. And we're doing the same thing now with private boards. And then you look at the change in capital boards when you look at investment managers. You know, we've been so pleased as well back to just looking at focusing on change, whether it is the capital industry, the M&A world. We see intentionality to really drive those numbers too, and it's in their leadership and in their C-suite and really building forward as we do that. And we want to commend Catalyst and C200 and WBC for working together on doing a woman CEO report, which we released in 2020, and now we're updating for release in September 2021. And with that, we dive deep because we not only look at the Fortune, but as we look at the Russell data, and then we go to private companies because it's very exciting to see women running private companies. And then as we look at We're looking at entrepreneurs. Last year, our cutoff point was 500 million of women entrepreneurs. This year, we're probably going to 100 million and up because there is the rising tide in each of those areas. And with that, what we see is this alliance between CEOs, boards of directors, the C-suite, and the support across the board for this unified force that we're seeing in terms of the sea change that we're talking about. So we must encourage younger women as well. And what we know is there are so many pressure points, including the changing workforce, where we have to recognize that the workforce in many ways is telling industry, and we see it in hospitality, is what do they want, what do they need? And it may be not only equal pay, but clearly the benefits. And with professional women, the companies will never be the same because hybrid is here to stay. I think what we've seen is there are so many ways for women, professional women, to work at home and be just as effective. So we will see a mixed labor force.
Our final question. You've actually won, Edie, 59 major leadership awards, and you have a unique way about you of keeping everyone on target, keeping everyone from a small organization to a mid-sized organization, getting everyone, the word you use is galvanized. What is the secret with your leadership philosophy?
Thanks, Robert. It truly is engagement and understanding. You know, I go back so many decades of 1 year when I was young after the Peace Corps and the poverty program, I only picked black friends. And then I got very involved in diversity, started diversity best practices, work to build 250 diversity officers. What we have to do is really understand and to listen and embrace others. So it's really fun to think about all the organization leadership in terms of what we do to really give those a shining light. As we've worked with all the organizations of color, of diversity, of GLBDQ, and that together that we can give everyone a role. Because you know, Robert, there's no way that we could build without saying to everybody, where can you lead? What issue do you care about the most? And how do we hold each other accountable? So it's the data, it's the stories, and it's clearly the celebration of what we can do together, which is what you're doing every day, Robert, and together. So whether it is Latina Style, Diversity Woman, Saramount, Catalyst, Enterprising Women, when we put everyone together, and it's the U.S. and the world, we know that it's a life of giving.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO show. Edie Fraser, the CEO of Women's Business Collaborative.
Thank you so much, Robert. It is my joy that we learn from each other every day and that we share ideas together and that we are propelling so many leaders who we call our friends. Thank you, Robert.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show.
We're here today with Ken Lamneck. How are you, Ken?
Very good, Robert. Thanks for having me. I look forward to the discussion.
Yes, and what's interesting is Ken and I spoke in about 2018, and business was going. Then we spoke at the heart of the pandemic in June 2020, and it was amazing what Insight Technology was doing then, because they were really driving the change. And now we're talking as we're emerging. So let's first, before we talk about the whole work from home, which we're going to talk about in great depth, and connected workforce and your culture as well, and even cybersecurity, let's talk about what Insight Enterprises is. I know Fortune 500 company. Talk about what your model is.
Yeah. So thanks, Robert. So yeah, we're a Fortune 500 company, and we're a global solution provider. So we basically support primarily commercial clients. We don't serve the consumer, and we support all aspects of small business to large enterprise business, and really helping them in their IT evolution. As we say, we want to help our clients transform their businesses going forward. And IT, of course, has become the heart of so much of the transformation. It's how companies, you know, differentiate themselves. It's how they collaborate. It's how they innovate. So we help them with a broad spectrum of technology solutions, everything from helping them develop applications to become more digital, to helping them migrate to the cloud and determine which workloads should go to the cloud and which ones should stay in private cloud, all the way to managing their networks, to providing the mobility type services, what you call the connected workforce as well. So a pretty broad array, and we do this on a global scale.
And let's talk about working from home. You were doing significant work then helping companies. What was happening with your clients then in early 2020?
Yeah, so as you know, we discussed this a little bit last June when we were right in the heart of it. And, of course, what happened was overnight, of course, everybody had to work from home, from anywhere type environments. And it was quite stressful for companies to really make that complete sea change overnight. And really at the heart of it, again, was technology was very much the answer and solution to that. So we had to assist clients because many of them had, you know, different environments that really didn't lend themselves to working from home. Example, they had a lot of desktop environments where they didn't lend themselves to be as mobile as you do with a laptop environment. So we saw a complete sea change of the migration from where sort of more than half the fleet was desktops. And now you'll find that, you know, 85% of the fleet that people have is notebooks because they're much more transportable, you know, for folks. But very importantly was how do we help them become more secure in that environment? Because now you're extending your environment out dramatically from where it was sort of in this more perimeter setting in an office space to now anywhere. So we help our clients from a cybersecurity point of view, and then help them with the collaboration aspects where things like Zoom were not even known to people, you know, 18 months ago. Now that's become somewhat of a mainstay, as well as Microsoft Teams, Cisco WebEx, all these collaborative tools to really help enable them to really work in this sort of remote environment that now we've all become very, very accustomed to.
What's an example of a company that you saw that really succeeded in this environment and lessons you learned from there? Maybe conversely to someone who had a lot of challenges.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, in general, I think I'd give, you know, pretty high grades to the way companies were so resilient and really just, you know, quickly migrated and moved to keeping their businesses afloat. So I'd say there's so many great examples of companies that moved very, very quickly and adopted and became much more agile in their environments to do this. So some great, great examples. I think that the companies that, you know, that struggled with it were companies that were pretty far behind the technology curve to start with. That became pretty difficult for them where they had, you know, sort of very old environments that didn't lend themselves to that quicker migration that we saw, or they had a very sort of on-premise environment which didn't lend itself for people working in a remote fashion. But in general, I'd say most companies really proved to be very, very resilient and adapted really quickly to it. So I'd say high grades for that.
And how about Insight Enterprises? So you've about almost 7,000 employees. So you were, even though you're the shoemaker, you had to get your own shoes. What lessons, what challenges did you face in the working from home, and what lessons did you learn for your organization?
Yeah. So in that, actually, Robert, so now we're actually up to 11,000, because last time we chatted, we were at 7,000, but we did a pretty significant acquisition of a large public company as well, which added a lot of different people to the environment force. And it extended our footprint. As an example, we have a pretty large footprint now, over 1,000 people in Manila. And we had just acquired this company, and what we found is that their technology was not up to speed. They were very, very far behind. They had very old environments as far as desktop environment. They didn't have any real laptops at all. So we had to quickly figure out ways to get those devices to them through customs very, very quickly, get those people up to speed, re-image all those products. So we went through a lot of things that our clients go through as well. It landed very, very well, and we had to make sure, again, it was very secure. But that worked well. The other challenge that companies faced was, as an example, environments like Manila, where people are now forced to go from offices to their homes. What you find is that in the office environment, we had very, very good connectivity for them. But as they went into these remote locations at home, the connectivity was actually very poor. So we had to really work through that and come up with lots of different ways to help mitigate them from a personal point of view at home to make sure they had the bandwidth they needed in order to work remotely effectively. And in fact, you know, as an aside, you're seeing that even this great digital divide that people talk about because we support a lot of school districts. And schools, of course, were forced to basically have all the students do distance learning. And what you found was a lot of these environments didn't have actually the bandwidth where the people could go home and actually have the bandwidth to actually do that distance learning. So we've got programs underway actually helping that sort of in that great sort of digital divide to really provide that what's called community Wi-Fi for these environments. And we've got some great examples here in actually in Arizona and Tucson where we've done that, as well as in multiple places in Texas where we found out that they didn't have the community Wi-Fi that they needed to really enhance that sort of distance learning for the students.
So if you had a mulligan that you could do over during the pandemic about the whole work from home experiment, what would that be?
Gosh, you know, as I said, I think I give the general environment pretty good grades. I think if you had a mulligan, what people would have done was probably would have really made sure they're sort of what we call business continuity plans, which we all have. But they usually sit on the shelf. They weren't that activated or really tested and tried. And, of course, this became the ultimate test. I think really taking that to heart and really make sure it was really thoroughly thought out, because there was a lot of things that we had to sort of scramble on and learn on the fly. And I think we would have probably also realized that having more mobile devices for our people out of the chute would have been a much, much better situation than having all these sort of older desktop environments and larger displays and so forth to give people the flexibility to do that. And then, of course, realizing the connectivity, of course, is vitally important. And, in fact, Robert, if you went back and we had gone through this, 15 years ago, it would have been really, really challenging, because we all remember the connectivity in our homes, 10, 15 years ago was really pretty poor compared to what we're doing today. It wouldn't have allowed us to do the kind of video work that we're all doing. And if you fast forward it, when we go to the 5G world that's coming, it's going to be an unbelievable improvement from where we are even today. So connectivity still remains at the heart of so much of what we rely on, and we somewhat take that for granted.
And what are the new normals that will come out of this crisis?
Yeah, and I think, everybody's trying to figure this out. This is an interesting sort of test case, and we're all learning from each other, because it's an environment none of us has experienced. And again, it's happening globally. But there's no question there's going to be a lot more about what we would really consider a hybrid sort of environment. So we don't believe offices go away. We think they're really important for collaboration zones, and that's going to be the heart of so much of what companies do. But there will be a lot more flexibility from giving people the ability to work from home or work from anywhere type environments, more in a sort of ad hoc basis. I don't think some people have been doing it permanently for a long time, and I think that's certainly not going to change. That's going to continue. But there will be still a need for offices, because, that's how companies build their culture. That's how, we're all people. We want to collaborate. We want to actually interface with each other. So that becomes very, very vital. And I think the physical sort of office environment is important, but it changes, right? It doesn't become this cube city that maybe we had a few years ago. They become much more collaborative in their arrangement and how they're set up.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Ken Lamneck, the CEO of Insight Enterprise. When we come back, we're going to hear the question all of you want to know. What will the connected workforce really look like, and what can CEOs do to jumpstart their successful connected workforce? Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Ken Lamneck, the CEO of Insight Enterprises, a Fortune 500 company and leader in technology. You are really leaders, thought leaders, in the concept of connected workforce. That's what everyone wants to know going forward. What can CEOs do to succeed in this future and have a truly connected workforce?
Yeah, so Robert, what they really need to do, what all CEOs need to do, is make sure, of course, they truly understand the technology aspects, and they're making sure that their infrastructure is modernized and equipped to really handle that environment going forward. So there are many companies like ourselves that, of course, can assist companies through that journey as they go forward and how they truly start to modernize their environments to take advantage of the great opportunities you have for this connectivity, this connectedness that can occur from anywhere. So the technology aspects are important. The technology curve is ramping really, really fast in these areas, but it's around the devices, it's around the larger displays so that people can actually do the work like they can, obviously, in their office environments. It needs to be very much the same. The collaborative tools that they need in regards to making sure they've got the right environments for, if it's Microsoft Teams, if it's Cisco WebEx, that they've got those collaborative tools that really help enable them to do that. And then, of course, always making sure that it's very much done in a secure environment. Again, as we always talk about, you're extending your perimeter, so there's more and more opportunities. And, of course, we all know that cyber is at an all-time high and will continue to be. So very important that you protect that environment going forward. And then there's the, you know, there's the human aspects that you have to take into account as far as how do you make sure that that you do create environments where people truly can collaborate when they do come to the office, because you don't want them just coming back to the office and doing the same thing they could have done at home. If they don't interface with people, then they could have done that anywhere anyway. So how do you really make sure the environment is set up to really lend itself for that collaborative type environment that's so essential as at the heart of building a culture and, you know, getting certainly new people into the business? As an example, we, you know, in a given year, we'll hire, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20% of our population will be brand new. So how do they really get in and understand the people, understand the culture of the company by doing that completely virtually all the time? It's very, very difficult. So we definitely see the need to make sure that our people are in combination of working in an office as well as having more flexibility to work from anywhere.
That's a good vision, inspiring. Could you give me one example during the pandemic of how hunger, heart, harmony, any one of the three, just how it manifested itself through your almost, I guess now, 11,000 employees?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many examples, Robert, I could give you. But one of the interesting ones, of course, is with heart, is we have basically we've set up an employee sort of funded, and it's an official social organization that exists, and it has the nomenclature for it. We actually support teammates in need, and there were so many cases of that where that was necessary and essential during the pandemic. So it could have been anything from somebody lost a loved one to you know, they couldn't travel, they couldn't conduct the right services for that individual. And we'll actually, the teammates internally actually run this organization that, again, is funded through all of our teammates to really provide a need for those folks. So there's literally hundreds of examples where we provided financial support for people amongst our teammate population that needed special assistance because of something, some personal mishap or situation that really required some assistance. So that's, you know, again, how we sort of build in the heart aspect of really what our culture is all about.
What would you estimate the increase would be of cybersecurity risks that emerged from the pandemic?
Robert, Gus, the statistics are all over the map. I'd say that, when you look at some of the statistics, people are saying it's, 1,000 times, more attacks are occurring now than they did before. And I think what's interesting to us is that, if somebody was to rob a bank here in Phoenix, it'd be on the front page of every newspaper. These cyber attacks are happening multiple times a day. These ransomware attacks are happening numerous times every single day, and you don't hear about any of them. And these are very, very expensive ransoms that are being paid in multiple millions of dollars. And the other challenge is that, if somebody was to, rob your business or rob your house, you go to the police force and they basically put a team on it and they help you, mitigate that risk. In cyber, there really is nobody out there, right? There's nobody out there to go to. You're pretty much doing it on your own, and you're hiring private, sort of contractors to help you through this. Now, I will say, as of recent, because of some of the very, broadcasted, sort of ransomware attacks have gotten a lot of visibility, that the FBI is very heavily involved, and the government is now considering them terrorist attacks. So I think finally there's, a lot's being applied here to put some beef behind that. But up to this point, you pretty much were on your own in regards to the company. You had to basically, fend for yourselves. You had to manage that environment and hire all the other third-party contractors out there to support you. But I think it's being elevated now. So it's an incredible business out there.
And go back into your advice. If there's something that CEOs should do immediately, what is that advice?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is you got to assess where you are, right? You've got to understand how vulnerable are you to these attacks. So doing a penetration, have somebody come in and do a penetration test on you, so they'd act basically as sort of a criminal to come in and determine where they would penetrate your business, where are the vulnerabilities, where are the weak spots, and then they provide you a roadmap of where you're most vulnerable and how are you going to mitigate that. And again, it doesn't happen overnight, but you've got to, like anything, find out where you are, where you're most vulnerable, and how are you going to basically mitigate those risks over a period of time. So that's the first and most basic thing that you would do. It's the most logical thing that, of course, every company should be doing.
Final advice to CEOs about emerging in an environment that is less risk-focused, but that creates more of the connected workforce that they want.
Yeah, I would say, the one thing, of course, we've all got to run our businesses, Robert, so I don't want people to be spooked that, oh my gosh, with cyber, it's going to prevent us from doing things. No, of course we have to continue to move forward. And we've just got to consider cyber like we did anything else as a vulnerability that we have to be able to address. But there's so much incredible opportunity ahead for all of us when you look at how technology is moving forward. And when you look at what's coming down the pike, when you look at all the progress that's being made in the world of artificial intelligence and machine learning, all the different aspects that are coming to the forefront for us, it's really, really exciting what's out there and the opportunities that all of us had and all these businesses have to really improve their productivity, provide better services, to become more digital, to become more e-commerce centric in their businesses is really an exciting evolution that's going to occur over the next, within the next 5 years. We're going to see incredible acceleration there.
Well, thank you for taking the time. And this is obviously a really critical conversation as we are at a precipice or certainly a fork in the road of different paths that we could take.
Thanks so much, Robert. I appreciate it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.